Good afternoon. It's my pleasure to welcome you at the Pegasus Nonwovens Analyst Conference call in connection with the first quarter 2013 financial results. First, let me introduce the speakers of the call. Mr. František Řezáč, Chief Executive Officer of the company.
Good afternoon.
And Mr. Marián Rašík, Chief Financial Officer of the company.
Good afternoon.
The format of the call is as usual. The management will deliver the presentation, which has been already sent to you or which is available at our website, and then we will proceed to the Q&A sessions. And now I will hand over to Mr. Řezáč, who will start with the presentation.
Thank you, Ondřej. Good afternoon again. Our results in the first quarter of 2013 were good. We recorded EBITDA in the amount of 10.1 million euro, which is 6% above last year's result. We can be particularly pleased with the situation in the area of sales, where we have not only been successful in booking all of our production, but over the course of the previous quarter, we also managed to significantly lower our inventory levels. We are now looking forward to the most important moment of this year, the launch of the new production line in Egypt. Over the last 2 years, we've put a significant effort and resources into this project, and so we firmly believe that the launch of the production facility will be in line with our plans and expectations. Now I will hand over to Marián, who will take you through the financial part of the presentation.
Thank you, František. So let me provide you with the key highlights of the first quarter. Our revenues in the first quarter amounted to 49.9 million euro, which is 12.7% higher compared with the same period last year, driven mainly by excellent sales, leading to a reduction of inventories of finished products from previous periods. We recorded an EBITDA of 10.1 million euro, up by 6% over last year, also thanks to the good sales performance and lower number of plant maintenance breaks. On the contrary, the achieved EBITDA was negatively affected by increased number of employees hired for the plant in Egypt and by the revaluation of the share option plan. Net profit amounted to 3 million euro, down 65.8% year-on-year due to non-cash FX changes in the compared period. Polymer prices have remained stable so far, and the effect of the pass-through mechanism on our performance in the first quarter of this year has been really minor. It was slightly positive. With respect to the project in Egypt, it is proceeding according to the schedule, and we expect the commercial launch of production in the third quarter of this year. And now let's skip to the slide number 7 and look at more detailed statement of comprehensive income. Total raw materials and consumables used in the first quarter of 2013 amounted to 37.5 million euro, a 14.9% year-on-year increase. The main factors affecting the increase were the growth in input material prices and their increased consumption in connection with the good sales levels. Total staff cost went up by 14% year-on-year to 2.4 million euro. The year-on-year comparison was significantly affected by the negative effect of the revaluation of the share option plan, and also staff costs related to the hiring of new employees in connection with the production line in Egypt. Consolidated depreciation and amortization reached 2.9 million euro, down by 6.4% year on year. The depreciation of the Czech crown against the euro contributed to this decline. FX losses and other financial expenses amounted to 3 million euro, compared with an income of 5.2 million euro recorded in the same period of the last year. The year-on-year change resulted from the development of the Czech koruna-euro FX rate in the given period. Interest expenses related to debt servicing amounted to 1 million euro, remaining practically unchanged relative to the same period of the last year. A part of the interest expenses connected with the construction of the production plant in Egypt is capitalized into assets. In the first quarter of 2013, income tax expense amounted to 0.1 million euro, down by 93% over the first quarter of 2012. The income tax amount was affected by the high non-cash foreign exchange losses of the company. And next slide, please. It's a revenue breakdown. In the first quarter of 2013, sales of products for hygiene were the strongest sales segment and represented 89.8% of total sales, growing from 86.4% share in the same period of the last year. With respect to the geographical breakdown of revenues, we recorded strong sales into Central and Eastern Europe and Russia in the first quarter of this year. Generally, 91.5% of our sales went to broad European area and Russia, and the rest to the other countries. In the next slide, we can see our cost composition. There were some minor changes to the cost composition in the first quarter of 2013 compared with the same period of the last year. The share of consumed polymers on total operating costs, including depreciation, increased from 70% to 72% as a result of higher consumption in connection with the good sales levels. The development in staff costs was commented in the previous slide. And electricity charges went up by 5.2% year on year due to price increases related to the mandatory support of renewable resources. Next slide. Let me comment on main changes in the statement of financial position. Comparing the statements from 31st March 2013 and 31st December 2012, the main changes are: first, property, plant and equipment increased by 4.7% due to continuing investment into the new production plant in Egypt. Second, inventories declined 7.7% primarily due to the sales of inventories of finished goods that were accumulated in the previous period. Third, trade and other receivables were up by 6.3%. Again, as a result of higher sales during the first quarter, because a part of the higher deliveries will be paid in the second quarter. Fourth, trade and other payables decreased by 9% as some commitments, obligations related to the investment in Egypt were paid in this quarter. Fifth, net debt increased by 9% to 136.9 million euro. Again, as a result of investment needs in connection with the construction of the facility in Egypt. Next slide relates to cash flow statement. Cash flow of the company is currently being driven by the large sum of capital expenditures related to the construction of the production facility in Egypt. Other main factors to mention in the cash flow statements are decline of inventories related to the reduction of stock of finished products, an increase in trade receivables due to higher sales activity. In the next slide, we will touch the CapEx development. In the first quarter of this year, total consolidated capital expenditures amounted to 17.7 million euro, up by 114.9% compared with the same period in the previous year. The largest part of this sum came from capital expenditures related to the construction of the Egyptian production plant in the amount of 17.1 million euro. The rest was represented by maintenance capex, which was lower this year due to the fact that maintenance investment in the first quarter of 2012 was boosted by one of projects related to the optimization of existing production facilities. Furthermore, the company confirms that in 2013 total capital expenditures should not exceed 41 million euro with constant exchange rate of Czech crown euro 25. And that's all from my side. So now I will hand over back to František, who will speak about the update of our guidance for the rest of the year and about the dividend payout.
Thank you, Marian. Now an update of our guidance, which we provided in March of this year. In the first quarter of 2013, the company achieved financial results that are in line with our expectations and with guidance given for the entire year. Based on these results and respecting the developments in the European non-woven textile market, including the expected development in the polymer market, the company confirms its outlook for 2013 and expects this year's EBITDA to grow between 5% and 15% compared with the results achieved in 2012. Next slide, dividend. The board of directors decided to propose to the upcoming AGM a dividend payout of 1.05 euro per share, or almost 9.7 million euro in total. The reason why we are conservative this year and why we did not propose a year-on-year increase of the dividend is the very demanding capex connected with the expansion of our production capacity. We want to be prudent and proceed with due care and diligence in the management of our financial resources so as to maintain reserves for potential unexpected events that could arise in the future. We do not consider the proposal of the Board of Directors to constitute a change in our dividend policy. Also, in the upcoming years, we would like to pay out at least the same dividend amount, while our objective will be to increase the absolute amount year on year. Still, we believe that the proposed dividend provides our shareholders with an attractive return on their investments. And now, the last slide of the presentation, Egypt. We have only included a few new pictures in this presentation, as no new strong statements are required at this point in time. As mentioned before, the construction of the new production line in Egypt is proceeding according to the planned schedule, and the overall project is in the final stage of completion. We have already produced small amount of trial materials on the line, and recently we began the process of material qualification with our customers. The company continues to expect the commercial launch of the line in the third quarter of this year. And that brings us to the end of our presentation. We would like to thank you for your attention, and we will now take your questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the hash key. Once again, that's star followed by one if you wish to ask a question. Your first question comes from Peter Prisalam from Averon. Please ask your question.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can. Yep. We can hear you.
Firstly, I would like to ask about the competitive situation on the market. You mentioned that strong sales basically draw down your inventories. Is it that you are taking market share from somebody else, that you are being reactive, or is there some market growth, or maybe you can add some flavor to this situation? And secondly, what is the situation with the margins? Are you seeing any further pressure on the margins? And thirdly, maybe just an update. Do you see any new lines being brought to the market? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your questions. The first question, I would say that we have the agreement with our clients, and there might be some fluctuation. You know, there might be plus minus 5%. Sometimes it is minus 5. Sometimes it might be 5 plus. And I think that we haven't been getting any market share. That we would be stealing some customers to anybody else. I think that this is we have our standard portfolio of clients, we have our business, and maybe the first quarter was a little bit stronger. You know, nothing special behind that, I would say. Regarding the margins, I think that this question should be put a little bit later this year, because we will start negotiating the next year's sales in September. We would like to finalize that in October and November. And you can see in the first quarter, you can see the prices, or the pricing, let's say, which will be for the whole year 2013. It means that everything was negotiated and the margins should remain the same. Or the prices should remain the same for the whole year. And, you know, I said that maybe at the end of this year we can speak about price erosion and about the pressure from the market. It is, of course, linked with the capacity, and we haven't here heard anything about the new line for Europe. It means that Nobody has ordered any new line. If it comes, then there is 1.5-2 years lead time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. Your next question comes from Bram Buring from Woods. Please ask your question.
Yeah, good morning, or good afternoon, gentlemen. I got three questions, if I could. First one would be, was there any impact from the Kimberly-Clark portfolio change, their shutdown of their factories and the UK and shifting production to the Czech factory? Did we see it in this quarter, or will we see it in the coming quarters? The second question is with regards to the fact that you're still capitalizing some of the Egyptian start-off costs. Do the wage increases that we saw in the first quarter, are those representative of what we're going to see for the full year, or will they be somewhat higher going forward? And last question would be with regards to 2014 CapEx. Given that you've already spent a significant amount of money for 2013 already in this first quarter, is there going to be any significant amount of CapEx for the Egyptian project spent in 2014, or is it going to be just maintenance CapEx in next year?
Thank you for your questions. I will start with KC and with our customers portfolio. You could see the strong sales. We are fully sold out for the whole year. The sites in the UK were closed. We have still some business. Maybe there will be some other opportunities. And finally, the decision of Kimberly-Clark hasn't impacted or influenced ourselves. We are sold out, and I think that now we need to think about the future, about some other opportunities, and that's all.
Okay, with regard to the second and third question, so The capitalization, you mentioned the personal cost. You are right, part of this personal cost was capitalized, but I would say that the biggest impact in the first quarter was the revaluation of share option plan. The increase in personal cost, I would say, was the minor part. Nevertheless, of course, because during the first quarter we were hiring the additional staff, so we expect that this amount of salaries, the personal cost, will remain for the rest of the year. And with regards to the CapEx, well, we believe that some part, some very small part of CapEx for line in Egypt will be paid in the early beginning of 2014.
Small part means in excess of 10 million or?
No, absolutely not. It will be about 5 million euro.
Okay.
It relates to, let's say, full compliance and takeover of the production line.
Okay. And then whatever your ongoing, as it were, maintenance CapEx is, so a few million euros for that. We're talking about total CapEx for next year.
Yeah, as it was in the past, is between 2.5 and 3 million euro.
Okay. If I could just have one question or one follow-up question on the wages. As you say, it was increased this quarter by the phantom share option, and so the underlying growth was actually very low, 6% year on year, whereas average headcount was up 17% year on year. That's why I was asking about it. When I'm looking at on a full year basis, full year 2013 relative to 2012, what would be a decent estimate of first of all, headcount, average headcount for the full year? Is it going to be at the end of the year around this 550 level where you were at the end of this quarter? And those wage costs, can I expect that 6% year-on-year increase in the first quarter is representative for the full year, or is it going to be somewhat higher?
I would say that the headcount will remain almost the same because we actually hired all people, or the majority people which we need for Egypt, so I don't expect any major increase in the headcount.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly
as you mentioned, this 6% is something which can be for the whole 2013, the increase of by 6%.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a final reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question from Bram Birmingham of Wood. Please ask your question.
Hi, Ed. Just a follow-up question. With regards to new products, there was some information in the press that you're looking at biodegradable products. And you've also said in the past that in the second half of the year we can expect to see some new products with superior profitability to the average. So could you say a little bit more about what we can expect for the second half of the year in terms of new products? Are we talking about an increase in high value added products of a couple of tons or tens of tons?
Biodegradable non-wovens, it is our long-term project. We've been working on that for a long time. It might be the future, but again, it is about years. You know, that's the fact, and this is the current status. Regarding our product mix, maybe you could notice that we a bit increased the proportion of technologically advanced materials. We are strongly focused on soft materials, super lightweight materials, and we've commercialized something, and we a bit changed the product mix. I think that we have still several projects which are in, let's say, qualification process, and if successful, then we can expect the commercialization at the end of this year, maybe the start of commercial deliveries next year, first quarter. And we are speaking about again super soft materials, and some materials or some products are let's say developed in cooperation with our customers, and I cannot provide you with any more details, you know, about it in this phase.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a final question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the hash key. We have no further questions coming through at this time. Please continue.
All right. Thank you, František. Thank you, Marianne, for your presentation. Thank you, everybody, for attending this conference call. Of course, if you have any follow-up questions, please let us know. And, yeah, thank you and have a nice evening. Bye-bye.